made it down without slipping over. If it gets wet, then it can be a little tricky. And if you did take a tumble, then dust yourself off and accept my apologies. We're going to take the path on the left, and it's time to meet John, who some of you might know. He's a bit of a local history enthusiast, and when he saw me out here doing this walk and making notes, he offered to help. Come on, we'll walk while John talks.
So we're walking towards the Mineral Railway line, which started at Mansfield, came through to Rainworth, on to Farnsfield, Southall, and eventually all the way to the East Coast. So we're just about to pick that up now as we're walking along the path. Yes, the railway was an important piece of Rainworth and the local industry around here, in particular supplying a route to the Rufford Colliery and onto Rainworth and Blidworth railway station, which is only just up the road here. And up to 1963, there was an occasional passenger service which would take racegoers to Southall Racecourse, to Rolleston, and all the way on. And at the time, one could go to the East Coast from Rainworth. And in the early 60s, Rufford Colliery and Blidworth Colliery would take a day trip to the East Coast, to Skegness, and they would board at the Rainworth and Blidworth railway station. And the children were given 5 shillings each spending money for the day. Well, 5 shillings, it was a great sum at the time, and it would last you all day. We went on the fairs and on the donkey rides, and we really enjoyed the journey on the steam train from Rainworth to Skegness and back. Great excitement. It was the biggest day of the year.
It's hard to imagine that, a train going through the village. Nowadays, if you don't have a car, you're pretty much stuck because the buses aren't up to much. And it must have been brilliant to have been a kid here back then, standing with all your mates as the train approached. And a pack of excited puppies, all dreaming of candy floss and the helter-skelter. We're going to reach a bit of a road up ahead, just after you've passed a building on your right. Keep an eye out for the butterflies and birds on your way. There's all sorts out here on the heath. And if you spot an Egyptian nightjar, then please don't shoot it like Joseph Whittaker's gamekeeper did. The first known sighting of such a bird in Britain, only the second in Europe. And having managed to find its way to Rainworth, it met its fate in Thieves' Wood. Whittaker must have been mortified when he found out, although he wasn't averse to shooting the very things that most interested him. In 1906, he was part of a shooting party of 7, which brought down 1,504 partridges. There used to be a birdstone in Thieves' Wood, not far from here, to mark the event of the magical and short-lived appearance of the Egyptian nightjar, which at least managed to find some kind of afterlife in the form of being stuffed and placed with many other such birds at Rainworth Lodge. It's at the Mansfield Museum now, and the birdstone has been replaced by a marker which tells of the spotting of the poor bird, but not of its subsequent shooting and stuffing. It shouldn't take long to get to the road up ahead. When we get there, I want you to go to your right and stand in front of the building I mentioned. It's quite a basic looking thing, nothing grand. And when you're there, you can go to the next track and John will tell you something about it. Though I should warn you that it is rather gruesome.